This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh, and we're your hosts for A Pirate's Life for Me.
We have a great show today. It's the final show of our first season, and what a great season that was. And as Denise and I put this show together, we were reminiscing over this past year and some of the great interviews that we had pulled together. And we thought, let's do a best of A Pirate's Life for Me show. And so that's what we're going to bring to you today.
That's right. And, you know, and that's really tough, I found, because it's all great, of course. Or maybe
absolutely.
I'm just biased, but no, it was really fun to go back and hear some of our favorite clips. And, of course, keep in mind, if you missed full interviews and you want to hear more, or you hear something you like today, be sure to visit piratealumni.com and go to the archive section to hear the complete interviews for the whole season.
That's right. We have some great clips to bring to you today. You know, some of the ones that stand out in my mind was the enthusiasm that Ron Clark, Disney Teacher of the Year, brought to his interview, and just some of the experience that he shared with us that we're going to pass on today. And in particular, the one that sticks out as one of maybe the more emotional moments that we've had on A Pirate's Life for Me was our interview with Carl Davis, when he described the victory over Miami in 1999. On the heels of Hurricane Floyd, and just what that meant to Eastern North Carolina and to East Carolina University. And so those are two of my favorites that I look forward to passing on today.
Yeah, and of course I enjoyed talking with Beth Grant. You know, she's just got a lot of charisma, and it's just really neat to hear about this, you know, the stories of what people really take away and remember from ECU. And I think the ongoing theme seemed to be the people, you know, how important the people are and how special they are here at East Carolina. So it's fun. So hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as we did putting it together. And stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages with a selection of interviews, the best of A Pirate's Life for Me.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 is your home for ECU baseball.
Here's the line of the pitch. Swung on, and Smith corks it to right field. Right fielder going back, going way back. It's out of here. That ball carries out to right center field. A two-run home run by Jake Smith.
Listen to every Pirate baseball game on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. Tune in 20 minutes before the first pitch for the best coverage of ECU baseball. The voice of the Pirate Nation is Pirate Radio 1250 and 930.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Hey, this is Troy D.
This is Brian Bailey.
Brian Medor.
Nate Summers.
Join all of us inside the press box every Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, exclusively on Pirate Radio 1250, 930. It's the best in the local media talking sports.
And Brian Bailey.
Sometimes we do talk sports.
It's the very best that we have to offer.
The best that we can do.
The best in the dorm room.
And some great stories come out of it.
You never know. Join us Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, exclusively on Pirate Radio.
I'm scared.
If you missed prime time, you dropped the ball.
Skip said, this is great. I got some buddies down in Columbia that'll come up. They want to be in
Pigskin Pig Out.
So I'm going around with the judges. They get the Skips guys, and they say, we're disqualified. And you could tell they were very anxious about what was going on. So finally we said, well, what the hell do you mean you're disqualified? They said, we ate our pig.
Prime time with the Pac-Man. Weekdays 3 till 5 on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. Your talk stations. Pirate Radio 1250 at 930, your source for local programming each weeknight from the booth.
We're visiting with John Gilarney. He's the winningest college football coach in history.
Well, I hope to coach as long as my health holds up. You never know when you hit that brick wall. And somebody asked me what I'd like on my tombstone. I said, well, I think probably what I'd like on my tombstone is to say I'd much rather be coaching.
Tune in for the best in local programming each weeknight on Pirate Radio 1250 at 930, your talk station.
Hi, this is Troy D.
And I'm Ellerby.
Join us every weekday afternoon for Live at 5. It's like a party for your ears.
We'll cover all sorts of topics, plus we'll give away a great prize every day. It's live, local, and always entertaining.
And we want to hear from you. Call in during the show or leave us a message on the new Pirate Radio listener line. Call 439-ECU-1.
It's Live at 5, weekday afternoons on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930.
Hey, guys, don't forget about me.
Sorry, Wes. This time you're not on the promo.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're excited to welcome Carl Davis, East Carolina, class of 73. Carl is the assistant general manager at the University of North Carolina Center for Public Television. He's also a member of the ECU Board of Visitors and is a top 10 pirate, in my opinion.
Carl, we know you're a huge ECU fan, athletics fan, that you're at almost every game, home and away.
Every game.
Every game. So what are some, is there a memorable game, memorable moment that stands out to you? I mean, I'm sure there's many. But.
Well, there are a lot. But, I mean, I think for everybody, they have to say the Miami game in 1999 in Raleigh. I mean, it was just, it's emotional. It was an event that the entire eastern part of North Carolina was a part of. It was a victory for everybody. It was a victory for East Carolina, for eastern North Carolina, and for just for the community. It was just a wonderful event. And, you know, we were all so touched. We're still touched today by it because it just, the things that happened that night, the circumstances, you know, the come from behind, the band, everything was just the full moon. I mean, it was everything was right that night, and so I guess that has to be by far the most memorable. Now there have been a lot of other great games, but there's none that compare to that.
Today we're excited to welcome Ed Watkins, East Carolina class of 1998 graduate. Ed, you played football while you were at ECU, and you majored in industrial technology.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then, so can you tell us a little bit about maybe some of the people who helped influence your career to get you where you are today while you were at East Carolina, or how the experience here helped you find your path?
Sure. It's the academics and athletics at East Carolina University are a step ahead. It's one of the major college and universities in North Carolina as well as in the country. The coaching staff that we had at the time, as well as my parents, were a huge influence. The Coach Connors and all the different specific special position coaches that we had and so forth, as well as all the different professors and teachers that we had at the university. I was very, very academic as well as athletic oriented. So when I entered into East Carolina University, I entered in from day one with a high emphasis on academics, and it's just really spawned into a successful post-football career afterwards.
This is A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford with Denise Walsh, and we're talking with ECU Hall of Famer Ronnie Barnes. Ronnie, in 2002, we opened the Ronnie Barnes African American Resource Center at Joyner Library here on our campus. The 5,200-square-foot resource center collects materials about the legacy and future of African Americans in eastern North Carolina and throughout the Southeast. It includes books, software, journals, and collections of works on such influential figures as Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Ronnie, I guess the question is, what motivated you to make this gift and to give back to ECU, and especially in this way?
I've given to East Carolina for a long time, and I've given to the university because I believe in its mission. I believe in the faculty. I believe in the chancellor's work there. And what really stimulated me is that I spent some time at UCLA on a number of occasions, and they had an African American Resource Center in a classroom building near Powell Library, not in the library. And I spent an afternoon browsing through that facility. I did not approach the university about it, but was scanning a brochure that talked about resources that the university needed. I saw that as one that I could help them fulfill, and rang up immediately to see if I could be a part of it. So I think that certainly that's not my last involvement with the university. I wish that every person who attends a university, and in particular those who attend East Carolina, would feel the need to give a little something back. I grew up in Eastern North Carolina, certainly from an humble family. My father was a Baptist minister. My mother was a housewife. In many ways, it was a struggle for them to send me to the university, but I graduated and was able to make my own way. I'd certainly like to see many other folks from around the state do the same thing. And I would also like for them to understand a little bit about the African-American heritage. And I think it's a strong one. It's certainly a very focal part of the agricultural history of the state of North Carolina. And so I think it's fitting that we have a place in our library, a prominent place, by the way, that students can find resources.
Today we're excited to welcome Ron Clark, East Carolina Class of 1994 and Disney's Teacher of the Year.
Can you talk about a little bit about the balance that you strike there with being Ron Clark, the guy with 55 rules, and Ron Clark, the guy who can bust out in song and dance and do double dutch?
Sure. Well, you've got to add some spark to your classroom. And I remember one time I was having some trouble the first week of school in Harlem, and those kids that couldn't relate to me, and there was 37 kids in my classroom all day, and they were just, they took one look at me and they expected me to quit because that class had never had a teacher stay a complete year. They would average 5 or 6 teachers a year, and I went to the office and I was talking to the secretary about how difficult these kids were and the things they had done. I had been spit on and all these things had happened, and she said, "You know what, Ron, if you really want to get kids to respect you, whether you're a parent or a teacher, they've got to be able to relate to you on some level." She said, "Those kids, they look at you as something so different from them. You've got to show these kids that, you know, you're not so different, that they can relate to you." And so that's when I started trying to learn their music, trying to bring their music into the classroom. But I would change the lyrics to apply to things we were learning in geography class and history class. And I would go in there and I would learn the dances the students were doing. And these kids in Harlem love to double dutch with the two ropes. I mean, if you want to raise your status in Harlem, it is bigger than basketball, bigger than rap, bigger than anything you can think of to be able to double dutch with those two ropes. And so I would go out there every day and the whole class would get in a line and they would double dutch and you get two jumps each. And I asked them if they would teach me how, and they said, "Sure, Mr. Clark," back of the line. They were so mean and so rude, but every day I would not give up. Every day I went out there and tried to double dutch. And finally, after about 2 months, one time I jumped in and they turned the rope real fast and it caught my forehead and scratched me. And the kids were like, "Oh, Mr. Clark, are you okay?" And I was fine, but I was like, "I don't know if I'm okay. I don't know. It's hurting." They're like, "Oh, Mr. Clark, we're so sorry. We didn't mean to hurt you." And I said, "You know what? I said, I give up. I quit. You know, I'm done with this. I can't do it. You know, all you've done, you made fun of me. You called me skinny thing and stick boy. You joked about me. I said, I'm too old. I'm too uncoordinated. I can't do it. And I was walking off, and the kids were like, oh, Mr. Clark, come back. We're sorry. We'll slow down the ropes. We'll help you. Trust us. Trust us. We believe in you. You can do it. So I said, okay. And so after a couple of days of them helping me and giving me as many jumps as I wanted, I finally got it. And see, and what it was, I had to earn my stripes with those kids. You know, a lot of time teachers, especially first-year teachers, will walk into a classroom and expect to have respect. You demand respect immediately, and a lot of times you're not going to get it because sometimes you have to earn it in the eyes of these students, and you have to be, in their eyes, worthy of their respect. And after I put forth all that effort trying to get to know them and do those things like double dutching, then they were willing to listen to me. And then in the classroom, when I was trying to fire them up and trying to get them to do work, a lot of times the kids would say, you know, it's too hard, we quit, we quit. And I'd say, don't you say that to me. I remember we were out there on that sidewalk, and I told you I quit. I told you I couldn't double dutch, and you told me you believed in me, and you asked me to trust you, and so I did, and now I can double dutch. So now it's your turn. You need to trust me because I believe in all of you. So come on, you can do this. And I'm just always pumping them up, and that's what these students need. Every child needs someone to believe in him or her. Every child needs someone to be their champion and to lift them up and to support them. So many of our students out there have potential and they have the ability. They just need someone who can really walk in that classroom and really put that fire in them and show them that they see the potential in them as well and to lift them up.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Ray Bunch, who recently won an Emmy Award in the category of Best Dramatic Underscore for the Star Trek Enterprise episode entitled Similitude. Is that how you pronounce that?
Similitude.
Similitude. Thank you. Can you tell me how you prepare to compose a piece, for example, for an episode for Star Trek? Do you watch the show that you're composing to? Do you talk with the directors, the producers?
Yes, in the beginning we have what we call a spotting session, and I will sit down with the director in this case and see a rough cut of the show, pretty much as he's seen it, minus the sound effects and particularly in Star Trek, many of the visual effects are not there. So it's a very, very rough cut. But he'll explain to me, you know, well, at this point there's a spaceship that blows up and there are aliens coming out. And a lot of times you don't actually, or I don't know what they look like. You just sort of have to use your imagination. He'll discuss the music, what it should be like at a certain point, ask your opinions sometimes, and then sometimes listen to them. Mm-hmm. And so then you go home and write music.
Great.
Right. You know, most of our listeners, we don't get a chance to hear or see an episode on TV or in a movie without music. Can you talk a little bit about what music brings to those types of entertainment outlets?
Yes, it's a very interesting process. Actually, a few times when I've had a chance to speak in front of audiences who naturally don't understand the process, I will show a piece of film with maybe three different pieces of music in it. And it's very, very interesting to see how the individual styles of music can affect what you see. And people don't really realize that. Most of the time, people don't notice the music particularly unless it's bad. And if it's good, most of the time it will serve the picture, and you just you don't notice it as much. But it's very ironic. Yeah, I think the more poorly it's written, the more you notice it.
We are joined by East Carolina alumnus Clay Walker, a 1989 graduate. Welcome, Clay.
Glad to be with you, Paul and Denise.
When was it clear in your mind that you wanted to be an East Carolina Pirate?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I actually went to Appalachian State on a football scholarship to start out, and my younger brother went to East Carolina. And once I stopped playing football, I came to visit him and fell in love with it the very first time I was there, and have never looked back 20 years later. I have the fondest of memories of East Carolina. I went on to go to graduate school at Colorado State and UMass Amherst, so I've got fond memories from those schools as well, but none is as near and dear to my heart as ECU is.
Well, Clay, given that you have attended different universities, you've also lectured at NYU, and you've been on a number of college campuses. What makes East Carolina really unique in your mind?
It's, for me, in a word, the people. I mean, it really comes down to the nicest people that you're ever going to meet anywhere. It is the most welcoming, most hospitable campus group of people that I have ever seen. And I have to be honest with you, because of my job, I traveled all over the place, and I just didn't get back to Greenville for at least 10 years after graduating. And first time I came back was probably 2001, and it was as though I had never left. And the things there, the campus had grown so much, and the people were still the same. And that was something that I thought of 15, 25 years ago, and I still think the same today, the people.
We are excited to welcome accomplished actress in East Carolina class of 1972, Beth Grant, to the show. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you for having me. I love the name of your show. A Pirate's Life for Me.
Beth, can you share with our listeners how your time at East Carolina really affected you both personally and professionally, what that meant to you?
Oh, gosh. As far as professionally, I think one of the greatest gifts, there were two big ones. Edgar Lacine had gone to Yale, gotten his master's at Yale with a wonderful writer, Rodney LaFlynn, whose daughter, Laura Linney, is the big star now. And he had a play called Holy Ghost, and they did that my senior year. And I'm a character actress, and I had never been cast in any leads, just very, very small parts. And I kind of came in under the wire. And I got the lead in this play, and it was about Appalachia, and it was really the highest moment of my life so far. And then I went to New York and optioned the play and actually produced it in New York and had Edgar come up and direct it. And it was, it was just what they call a showcase, or now they call it off Broadway.
Right.
I lost a lot of money. I didn't make any money, but I said it still was probably cheaper than a master's degree at Yale. And I think I got even a better education in doing that. It was a terrific launching pad in every way.
You were featured on ABC television special called Heroes in the Classroom in 2003. Tell us a little bit more about this program and what that experience was like.
Well, it's always unique to have a camera crew follow you around for an entire day at school because you can't really predict what a five-year-old might say. I think one of the interviews they ask about Miss Miller's classroom, and a five-year-old said, "It's so green." That's all he could come up with because it was decorated like the rainforest. But it was really neat because I feel like I'm very passionate about what I do, and that's a way, like today, to share it with other folks who maybe are considering teaching as a profession, and they've always had that calling, and that's what I think the ABC television special did. It was letting the world see teachers as heroes, because I truly believe everyone can think about people that impacted their lives, but in a room of 10 people, I guarantee about 9 will mention a teacher's name. And so that's an opportunity to spread the good news about what teachers do and the importance of education.
That's great. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. We're talking with Wendy Miller, East Carolina graduate and North Carolina Teacher of the Year 2005-2006.
Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 is your home for ECU baseball.
Swung on, he might walk the bases again. Way back, that ball is way out of here. Adam Winter's done it again, right in front of Jake Smith.
Listen to every Pirate baseball game on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. Tune in 20 minutes before the first pitch for the best coverage of ECU baseball. The voice of the Pirate Nation is Pirate Radio 1250 and 930.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
Do you want your opinion heard on Pirate Radio? Would you like to sound off on a hot topic or just get something off your chest? Well, then it's time you call the brand new Pirate Radio listener line. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just call 439-ECU1. That's 439-ECU1. We want to hear from you. Call and leave us a message on the Pirate Radio listener line, and if your opinion is good, funny, or makes sense, we'll play it on the air. The Pirate Radio listener line is open now. Call 439-ECU1. That's 439-ECU1.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll-free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Pirate Radio 1250 at 930, your source for local programming each weeknight from the booth.
We're visiting with John Gilarney. He's the winningest college football coach in history.
Well, I hope to coach as long as my health holds out. You never know when you hit that brick wall. And somebody asked me what I'd like on my tombstone. I said, well, I think probably what I'd like on my tombstone is to say I'd much rather be coaching.
Yeah. Tune in for the best in local programming each weeknight on Pirate Radio 1250 at 930, your talk station. Go where the locals go. Pirate Radio 1250, your talk station. Pirate Radio 1250 is the leader in local radio programming. Featuring Live at 5. Join Troy Dreyfus and Jonathan Ellerby every weekday at 5 p.m. Pirate Radio 1250 is the home of the ECU Pirates, high school sports, NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. Go where the locals go. Pirate Radio 1250, your talk station. If you missed prime time, you dropped the ball.
Our buddy Skip Holtz, the coach. I mean, here we are in the middle of spring, and people already are talking about the buzz in the air, the excitement, the energy. A lot of the games that Coach Holland putting together, having the opportunity to play West Virginia and Virginia at a conference at home is huge. And a year from now in 07, as Terry talked about, NC State and North Carolina come to Greenville to play.
Prime time with the Pac-Man. Weekdays 3 till 5 on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. Your talk stations. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into the show. We hope you enjoyed the interviews. Be sure to visit, again, like Denise mentioned in our open, the archive section on piratealumni.com, where you'll find all the interviews from the past year and what a great year it was. And I just, boy, I enjoyed listening to those clips again. It just brings back all those good feelings that many of our East Carolina alumni have for this institution.
That's right. And we are taking a break for a couple of months. We'll be back on August 5th when we will bring you the new fall lineup, and there's going to be a whole new lineup of interviews with alumni, and we're really looking forward to that. But in the meantime, we've got the freshman send-offs taking place throughout the summer, and they'll be taking place in all over North Carolina, in New York, and Tidewater, Virginia. And they're really great opportunities for alumni to gather with the incoming freshman class, meet up with alumni in your area, and it's just a fun outing for all.
Absolutely. We're also going to be rolling out in In the fall, our tailgate season, six home tailgates. We're going to do three away game tailgates. And so please continue to visit PirateAlumni.com for more information about those events and all of our upcoming events for the coming year, wherever you are in the Pirate Nation.
That's right. And tailgate, just a reminder, we're starting to take reservations on July 3rd. That's the date to mark on your calendar. And it was a sellout last year before the season even kicked off against Duke. So be sure to call starting the beginning of July to get your tailgate reservation.
That's right. It's going to be back again this year, bigger and better than ever. Thanks again to our producer for the full season of The Pirate's Life for me, Shirley Rhodes. And until next time, Pirate Nation, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
Drink up me hearty, show ho. I think we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up me hearty, show ho.